87. The British Museum.
It's kind of you to show me round the British Museum. Can you tell me something about its history?
Well, it was founded in 1753 on the principle that people should be able to see in one place art and antiquities from all the world's civilizations.
So, who founded it?
It was started by Sir Hans Sloane, who had a collection of over 71,000 objects, and not wishing them to be split up or sold on his death, he bequeathed them to the nation in return for £20,000.
So, do you know how many objects you have now?
At the latest count, there are approximately 7 million.
But I'm sure you cannot possibly show all of them.
That's right. Some of them are in the process of being restored, some are in store for future showing, and some are being shown in museums or exhibitions around the world.
I saw one exhibition in Beijing at the Capital Museum in the summer of 2006, but I was surprised not to see any Chinese objects. Why was that?
Simply because China has better art than we have. No other reason.
Were you not afraid that China might want some of them back? After all, many Chinese art held abroad were looted by foreign armies.
The vast majority of the museum's collections have been acquired legitimately, and they are openly displayed free of charge to the 5 million visitors we have every year.
I know that the Greek government wants the return of its statues from the Parthenon.
The Elgin marbles, as they are more commonly called, were purchased legally from the Ottoman Empire and rescued from further weather damage and held here on permanent display.
Is there any possibility of further British Museum exhibitions in China?
Yes. In 2007, we will be holding an exhibition that looks at the relationship between Britain and China in the 18th century.
Where does the British Museum get its money from to look after the building, buy new pieces, and hold exhibitions abroad?
70% of our money comes from the government, and the rest comes from donations and interest on our investments. ¶¶